With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Primary elections in several states Tuesday. In Ohio, setting up for what could be one of the most expensive races for the Senate this year, as Republicans try to hold on to that chamber, while Vivek Ramaswamy will face a challenge from the state's former health director as he seeks to keep the governor's office in GOP hands. Majority of Republican Indiana lawmakers who defied President Trump on the matter of redistricting have lost at least most of those challengers to Trump-backed challengers. Heavy snow in and around Denver. Yep, it's May, but it's snowing.
Residents in Colorado and Wyoming bringing out the snowblowers, experiencing a late spring storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Hyris in Boulder.
This one certainly turns some heads when you start talking about the snowfall amounts we have in the forecast.
Some higher elevations in the mountain could get up to 2 feet of snow, much less in lower elevations like Denver, and then some places just rain.
For most seasoned Coloradans, we kind of know that there's quite a bit of change here as you go through April and May.
All that snow and rain could help drought conditions. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is pausing the U.S. effort to guide stranded vessels out of the Strait of Hormuz to finalize a deal on Iran. But he adds the American forces blockade of the Iranian ports still firmly in place. A gallon of regular climbed 31 cents in the last week to an average now of $4.48. AAA says that's up about 40% since the war began. A gunman near Dallas has shot five people, killing two of them at a shopping mall in the suburb of Carrollton. Police say the shooter, who has now been arrested, knew all of the victims. This is SRN News. A warning from the Mayo Clinic concerning gambling.
The Rochester, Minnesota-based medical center says gambling can devolve into an uncontrollable urge to keep gambling despite the toll it takes on one's life. The recent easing of restrictions on sports gambling have unfortunately made the problem worse, particularly for young men. It can also lead to mental health issues, anxiety, and depression. Denominations such as the Southern Baptist Convention have condemned the increase in sports betting in society, and as the industry continues to grow, addressing these issues through regulation and public awareness is crucial. John Scott reporting.
The war in Iran opening doors for ministry by the country's underground church. That's the word from Voice of the Martyrs Vice President Todd Nettleton. He says the Iranian government and authorities there are paying attention to the war, but they're not paying as much attention to house churches. This is SRN News. Heavy criticism from Zambia concerning a billion-dollar deal with the United States. Here's Karen Chamas.
Zambia has accused the U.S. of linking a $2 billion health assistance deal to access to its rich mineral resources. The U.S. aims to reshape aid to Africa into transactional agreements while challenging China's influence. The deal with Zambia is one of dozens the Trump administration is pursuing in some of the world's most aid-dependent countries. However, talks have stalled in Zambia over U.S. demands for data sharing and preferential treatment for U.S. companies. I'm Karen Chemas.
Romania's pro-European coalition collapsing after lawmakers voted in favor of a no-confidence motion against Prime Minister Ilie Bolojan. The vote Tuesday, less than 1 year after that coalition had been formed. More details at srnnews.com.